Missouri Net News is presented by Most, Missouri's 529 College Savings Plan. Visit most529plan.com to learn more.
Missouri Net News, I'm Elisa Nelson. The Missouri Senate has not acted on a personhood amendment passed last week by the House. The measure would require voter approval to change the state constitution to say that unborn babies at every stage of development should be recognized as human beings. Sarah Rossi of the ACLU says the measure would be an illegal attempt to ban abortions.
For us, it's a constitutional issue, but at a deeper level, it's a health and welfare issue. It's an emotional and mental health issue.
Patty Skain with Missouri Right to Life says abortions are protected at the federal level.
A personhood amendment is not going to take abortion away necessarily. It's just going to, if it ever worked, you know, it would, you know, and the court, again, would have to decide, and it would go all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court. It would have to decide, you know, that, in fact, these children are persons, and that Roe v. Wade was wrongly decided and would have to overturn it.
The Senate has until the session ends Friday to consider the proposal. The U.S. Supreme Court has denied an attempt to stay the execution of Earl Forrest, apparently clearing the way for it to take place tonight as scheduled. Forrest was convicted of and sentenced to death for the 2002 murders of Dent County Chief Deputy Sheriff Joanne Barnes, Harriet Smith, and Michael Wells. Governor Nixon earlier today denied a request for clemency for Forrest. Former House Speaker Katherine Hanaway says before giving the Transportation Department any more money for roads and bridges with a gas tax, accountability must increase.
MoDOT's become a little bit like a stray dog that you feed once that keeps hopping back up on the porch.
Hanaway, John Bruner, Eric Greitens, and Peter Kinder participated last night in a Republican gubernatorial debate in Springfield. The Missouri legislature has passed a tax incentive package for small businesses. The measure, known as the Big Government Get Off My Back Act, would give incentives to those who hire new employees and pay them at or above the state average salary. The bill is headed to the governor. The bodies of two high school students reported missing on Table Rock Lake have been recovered by the Highway Patrol. The victims are from St. Paul Lutheran School in Concordia. And the University of Missouri's College of Education has been awarded a $12.3 million grant. The gift will be used to study the effectiveness of integrating teacher instruction with certain technologies. And the state Senate could vote before the end of the session Friday to overturn Governor Nixon's veto of a bill that would require annual permission from public employees before union dues could be taken from their pay. Nixon hopes if the issue is raised, senators will vote to sustain his veto. This is Missouri Net News.